So I didn't give them what I wanted to have because I had a house just this side of it there. Now, it wasn't much of a house, but it had a well of water and a beautiful yard.
Mm-hmm.
And already made, I said to her, I said, Em, I said, don't. She wanted to cross this, dividing line of the 40 acres.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted on the other side, one side of 20, right in the corner. I said, I'll give you what you want, but I said, I'd like to give you that house and pump water and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'd rather give you that. I said, then you can build onto that house. I said, the house is not bad enough to tear down and throw away. But mm-hmm. I said, you can build on it and do it. And build it up. I said, you can live in it until you can do it. I said, you're born and raised in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want that. I want a piece of land. I want to fix it like I want.
Mm-hmm.
So I give it to her. Well, they live there, put a house trailer on it, and I fixed that house trailer with adding rooms to it mm-hmm. until you couldn't tell it was a house trailer at all.
Mm-hmm.
And all that, finished it up on the inside, it would do all the electrical work in it, and all that stuff as that. And she lived there 2 or 3 years. One day she come over here, and they moved out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll be honest with you, I didn't tell them so, which I reckon I ought to, but it wouldn't have done any good. That I give them that piece of property so I'd have somebody here in my old age, which mm-hmm. I need now, to look after me every day. She wouldn't do it. And so they moved down here to Fruitland Park. Her husband is a Jehovah's Witness. Now, I'm not, if you're a Jehovah's Witness, I'm not knocking your religion at all. I don't knock the religion.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, now, I don't like it. And come in here one day, she said, Dad said, I'm going to sell that house of mine over there in land. I said, Evelyn, I said, what are you going to do that for? She said, well, I said, I'll tell you, said, me and my husband own the hog. Says, we've just gone out of it. Says, we got to have some money from somewhere. Well, her husband was a Jehovah's Witness, but she was a Baptist.
Mm-hmm.
And he pulled her over into the Jehovah's Witness, which they don't believe in paying any attention to anybody but what is a Jehovah's Witness.
Mm-hmm.
They ignore your father and mother, even if they're not a Jehovah's Witness, why, they're not supposed to be recognized at all.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that's mighty cheap in anybody to do that, mm-hmm. which I believe you do too. Because your father and mother done for you and me and everybody else when we couldn't lift our heads.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Ellen, I said, don't sell that. She said, Daddy, I got to. And I told you. She said, we own the hall. Mm-hmm. We got to have some help. I said, well, now, I said, your old daddy ain't got much, but I said, I'll hitch along until you can get on your feet. Well, that's all I can do.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I don't want none of your money. I said, well, I said, I'll be perfectly willing to help you along. She said, no, I don't want it. She said, I want $8,000 for that 1 acre of land and that trail that's on it. She said, I'm going to sell it. Well, what could I do?
Mm-hmm.
She had a clear title to it. So it run on for about a week or two. She come up here and put a sign for sale on it. And in less than 2 hours, a nigger man, his wife and family come along and bought it. Paid $8,000 cash for it.